Absolutely. I mean, the politics has become so divisive and crazy. And, you know,
for example, if this happens on Saturday, but this deal falls through and we're looking, as you said, like a general election and a referendum, doesn't this look like a bit of a joke to England if this doesn't go through for what, the umpteenth time? I mean,
the Labour Party, I think they could have done an awful lot better job. At the end of the day, the people voted for Brexit. They needed to have as soft a Brexit as possible. That was the best solution. As we go on and on further, it may be that they may have another referendum. But I think the Labour Party, particularly if there is a general election, they want that general election not to be fought on Brexit. They want it to be fought on things like the NHS. They want it to be fought on things like the privatisation of the transport services. They want it to be fought on the things that the Tory government, austerity and all of those things, which Labour would do very well on. If it's fought on Brexit, it's a different election, and it may be an election whether they're in or out of Europe, and that makes it very divisive again. So it's very difficult to say, but ultimately, and I think we all need to come to this, at the end of it all, no matter what arrangement there is, within a very short period of time, the British Parliament and the British government is going to have to sit down and say, well, look, we are here on the edge of Europe where there's hundreds of millions of people and a market there that we need to be dealing with. We need to have an arrangement with them. So they have to go back on this occasion to meet with Phil Hogan, who's the new trade commissioner in Europe, and deal with him to make a deal about trade. They also have to try and make a deal in America, but particularly Nancy Pelosi in America, that if you damage the Good Friday Agreement, if you damage Ireland, we will not do a deal with you. So Britain is not in the strong position, besides all the boasts of Boris Johnson and the people and the Brexiteers. They are living in a past, and they're trying to restore an old empire which is dead and gone.